This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to Nate Silver, the famous number cruncher, the murder rate for white Americans is similar to the murder rate for people living in Finland, Chile, or Israel. The murder rate for black Americans, on the other hand, is similar to the rate found in developing countries that are war zones, even like Myanmar or Rwanda, Mexico, Brazil, Nigeria, places that have vast disorder. China's government has tried to limit the size of Beijing, the capital, through draconian residency permits. Now the government has embarked on an ambitious plan to make Beijing the center of a new super city of 130 million people called Jingjingji, which is to cover ground the size of Kansas. Planned megalopolis, a metropolitan area that would be about six times the size of New York's. In a previously unpublished deposition obtained by the New York Times, Bill Cosby, comedian and television star, testified 10 years ago in a lawsuit filed by a young woman who accused him of drugging and molesting her. It details his calculated pursuit of young women using fame and drugs. U.S. officials and experts acknowledge that the computer networks of many federal agencies remain highly vulnerable to sophisticated cyber criminals, who are often sponsored by other countries. FedEx, a transportation company, agreed to pay $228 million to settle a class action suit brought by truck drivers who said their classification as independent contractors was wrong because they were required to work 10 hours a day, wore company uniforms, and drove trucks that carry the company's logo. Denmark has a unique way of dealing with tourists, including mandatory quiet zones in residential neighborhoods. The Danish philosophy towards tourists, they should blend in with the Danish way of life, not the other way around. The Danes have prohibited foreigners from buying vacation cottages on their seacoast, devised their famous bicycle-friendly transportation system to include tourists, and strictly limited bars and restaurants from taking over Copenhagen. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.